Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House.
I was sitting in my chair gently popping up and down thinking, no, you could just go and install it and bend the stuff because it's flexible enough to install at normal temperatures. Back at Valentine's Day, Kevin Jaquette over at the Builders in Rhode Island did a beautiful thing. He took a couple of strips of our flexible aging and he bent it into a heart shape and made a Valentine's heart. And the caption underneath, he noted that he had pulled this out of the snow, and we have a specification. You're supposed to bend it no tighter than 4 foot radius. Kevin did it down to 1 foot radius.
Get
and
out.
It worked.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining us today. I am here at Design and Construction Week in Las Vegas 2024, and we're at my favorite decking, siding, everything company in the world, here with Millboard. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Eric, thank you for introducing us. Nice to meet you again.
Oh, that is so great. Let's do some introductions. Greg, we'll start out with you. So
my name's Greg. I work at Millboard, Australian, but live in the UK. And it's really great. Glad to be here. It's nice to be able to sit down. We have been busy for a couple of days.
See, put you to work in here, but you got a chair, you got a water, you get to chill out, right?
I got some chocolate.
We got Life is good.
Eric, hi, I'm Martin in town. Despite that accent, I'm actually from Boston, originally from the UK a long time ago. And I got to tell you, it's a pleasure to be here in Las Vegas at the end of February where the temperature is so much nicer than sunny Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. Guys, you guys do so much stuff. And I first ran into you guys on social media and I was like, okay, I got to figure this stuff out because this is different than anything else on the market today. And I reached out and you just continued to impress me, whether it's decking, whether it's siding materials, you could build a whole house out of this stuff.
The curved bench.
Yeah.
With a coffee. How cool is that?
That is super cool.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the origin of Millboard, whichever way you guys want to jump in. I want to talk just about, because you guys do something different than basically any other decking company out there that I've ever seen.
Yeah. So we're both reasonably new to Millboard. The company was started in 2007. It's a family business. Just wanted to have great products. They'd been in the stone market business before and they just experimented. They wanted a great product. What I love about the product is every board is subtly different. They're all hand brushed for the first color. So there are no two boards that are the same. You would have seen the boards outside that are from 100-year-old French train carriages.
Yeah.
Have you seen the nails in them?
Yes. I built a planter box out of that with the black.
Yeah.
And it turned out, and I have people come by and they'll start picking at the nail on it because they think it's real.
I'll tell you a funny story. I think it's a funny story. So we're at the Deck Expo in November. It was my second week. And I had a customer arguing with me because he kept saying, I like the wood. And I kept having to explain to him that it was a mineral resin composite. I like the wood. Thank you, sir, but it's not wood. So you know you're working for a good company when that happens.
Everybody comes over and goes, what kind of wood is this? It's 100-year-old French oak. Or that's at least what it was molded from. It's hilarious. But that's what's different. There's 50 deck companies in this building that we're sitting in here right now. And this like, what, 4.6 million square feet. But they look like a printed product. No offense to you guys out there. But it looks like something that you'd see at every other home center out there. And this stuff, when you see it, you think visually and texturally that it's real wood.
Yeah, it's made using a completely different process. So we are molding it from real oak planks rather than running it through an extruder or embossing a surface onto a board. So you just get a depth of detail in the grain, which is absolutely beautiful. And the way the boards reflect the light is so natural. You just get an ooh-ah factor of it that people are delighted by.
Or factor.
The
wow factor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Something I'm picking up on, you're talking about how nice and innovative the product is. What I'm loving seeing, and I'm experiencing it myself here, is the way that artisans are picking up on this product and absolutely innovating with it and bringing their creativity to the product. So I've just seen some beautiful work being done around the country using Millboard as one component of absolute artistry that they're bringing to people's backyards, making a space that people can genuinely enjoy because it's just an element of beauty in their house.
Yeah.
That's really fulfilling when you see that. Yeah. You're not just making a board.
No.
You're making a way for people to live.
It's a building material opposed to a board or a siding.
Yeah, but what's cool about it is that it's not something that you have to worry about what Mother Nature is going to do to it, right? If you are making something out, let's say you're doing an outdoor kitchen and you're putting it out there around this area, you don't have to worry if somebody spills a little bit of grease from the barbecue on it. It's going to wipe right up.
Yeah,
you've got another problem.
Yeah, the boards are waterproof. Yeah, exactly. You can wipe stuff off of them. But another thing that's coming out really to the fore here, we're talking to people from all over the country, is that the inside of the board, the interior, is mostly it's a limestone product, actually, powdered limestone. And that's a natural insulator. So it doesn't absorb a whole lot of heat. And the boards themselves, even in bright sunshine, barely move from expansion and contraction. That makes for a very nice stable deck or siding on the side of your house, and it allows contractors and builders to do interesting things like glued miter joints down corners, which just don't open up when the boards get warm.
Yeah,
and it just makes for a crisp finish, and you can really see the perfect craftsmanship that people are able to execute.
It does, and that's what's cool about this is that you get that depth. And I was worried about it because I used some of the black stuff. I forget what you guys color the dark charred.
Yep, I saw it.
Yeah. So, this is going to be hot. Not really. Yeah. Not really. It's cooler than another composite deck board would be.
Yeah.
So that's what's cool about that.
Yeah. It works really well.
So let's talk about the deck. There's a lot of stuff to talk about here. You guys are not like one trick pony here. There's a lot of different stuff. So let's just talk about decking. You can have two different decking theories, right? You have something that for the listener out there that looks more like a traditional, really fine wood deck. And then you've got the stuff that's created out of the French 100-year-old rail car floors. So let's talk about those two different ones,
because
they're two different applications and they're two different looks, but they're both gorgeous.
Yeah, the enhanced grain, the one you were talking about, is the beautiful smooth grain product. Just shows off the perfect variations in the grain and the color, and you can see it. And we've got 10 different colors of boards going there. So you can have, it's almost like a high-end hardwood look on a deck. But then on the other side, if you want a more rustic finish, we've got a board which it almost looks like a railroad tie, the old wooden sleepers that have that lovely depth of character to them. And
no splinters though.
Something we've seen people doing with it is building docks because the surface of the board is naturally slip resistant. So even when it gets wet, you can walk across it and it doesn't absorb any water. It's completely waterproof. So it makes a fantastic dock material. And people are using it in areas that get wet and also ground contact. So there's a wonderful boardwalk down in Ding Darling, down in Sanibel, which is right out into the wetlands. And it just makes for a great way for people to experience the great outdoors in areas that you just wouldn't be able to put wood in any way that would last for any length of time.
Yeah, absolutely. I have the enhanced grain on the steps going up to my front door at my house.
Nice.
And that is just absolutely gorgeous. But it's not slippery at all. Now, other deck boards, you get a little water in it. I'm in the Pacific Northwest, so we get a little layer of slime on everything, right? Moss and mold.
So it's not a slippery product. The slime grows because there's some protein in those boards that the slime can feed on to grow. Millboard is made of, as I said, it's an inert product. It's got limestone in the middle, so there's nothing for algae to feed on. So it just doesn't grow there. We recommend you wash down the boards twice a year, but you can do that with a hose or a gentle pressure washer. That's all you need to maintain it. So there's no sanding off, no staining. It's just a great low maintenance product with a good look.
Absolutely.
I jokingly say in the UK, being an Australian, that the first warm summer's day, you don't have to actually clean your deck. you can actually enjoy your deck. You know what I mean? Because summer in the UK is, what, about 5 or 6 days?
Yeah, I was going to say,
normally
I heard
on a
this.
Thursday and a Friday when you're at work. If you do get it on the weekend, the one thing you do not want to do is cleaning your deck. You want to be able to out enjoying it. So there is the advantage. And as an Aussie, I'd love to be able to take a little bit of the mickey out of the Brits.
I'm feeling a competition here. Yeah, I like
just
this.
A tiny bit of
I'm a dual citizen. So
there we go. You're on both sides of that fence then.
Without splinters.
That's right. I love it.
My living outside story is a couple of years ago, we built a screen porch onto the back of our house just after COVID, and I deliberately built a little home office into it. So for about 6 months of the year, I work outdoors in the screen porch, and I've got my desk there and I bring my laptop out, and that's where I work. And I was on one of those video calls with one of my colleagues, and she was telling me that in the background of my air quotes office, what she could hear was the birds singing.
That's amazing.
Was just such a... I work in an office where I really am genuinely living life outdoors, and that's what we're aiming for. It's a great building material, and it's a nice product we saw, but it's really about the lifestyle that it affords you, and I genuinely enjoy working outdoors. My only regret about this is that I built this deck about a year before I joined Millboard. See, so I missed the opportunity, but I do enjoy the birds singing. Yeah.
I think you know somebody. You might be able to get that fixed one day.
I could probably work it out.
Yeah.
I know a few people.
Yeah, absolutely. See?
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's millboard.com.
See one every morning when I look in the mirror.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's cool. And as for somebody that's built with it now, so I've worked with kind of three of your main products. I've worked with both decking, and then I installed the board and batten around siding around my outdoor. I have an outdoor bar that's 8 foot by 8 foot. So nice. I wrapped that with that underneath.
Yeah.
And that looked stunning as well. Yeah. So that's what's cool. And building with this stuff is really easy from the construction side of things.
It's interesting. So outside here, we've got one of the guys from the UK, and he's doing how to use the product, how to mold the product. The amount of wows we hear, it's a PG radio show, so that's all I'll say.
Yep.
But the amount of people you get going, this is amazing. Surely you can't do that. The hidden screw, all those sort of things, people just don't actually believe the product until they do it themselves.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. It's lovely to work for a company where people look at you and go, wow.
We had more comments on my TV show when we took some nice, good, slow sinking the screw in and watching it just kind of go rub my hand over it, it disappears. And we got more comments about what is that magic?
I've been talking about that on the stand here. We have a display stand here at IBS, which measures 40 feet square, and it's completely decked in Millboard. And something that I do when people come to visit is I just say, hey, look downwards. Can you see any fasteners? And then I tell them, it was screwed straight through the face of the board. It's not some fancy in fastener underneath. We just put screws through the surface of the board, and there's an elastomer surface. It's a bit like the sole of your sneaker that just closes up over the screws, and that makes a fantastic finish.
We're expanding in the US. We bring on new people. We've got a new guy who started today. He's doing the screw demo.
Nice.
It's not hard. My 8-year-old son can do it. 9 now. Birthday last week.
Yep.
Sorry, Samuel.
And there we go.
I'm in trouble when I get home.
No, but here's the thing, though. You could sit there and sink that screw down.
Yeah.
And it's gone. And that's one of the tips that I always give people working with it is if you're trying to get something fit, sink those screws down most of the way. Get it where you want it, then drive it all the way down because you're going to have a hard time finding that screw later.
Yeah. So, it is a neat finish.
It is. Yeah. It is. Because I tell you what, when I've done projects, I don't like talking bad about other people, so we're not going to. That's but fun. Generally, when I'm having to sit there, drill a hole, sink a screw, push a plug back in it to hide that screw, that's a lot of work.
Really
tedious.
So, and the issue happens, what happens if you forget to cover the plug? Then you get water, then you get it's porous, then you have issues, and then you have extra cost. And then it becomes a pain.
Yep. And it's not like there's a benefit to it. It's not like you can go back and pop that plug out easily and tighten something. There's no reason to get back at it.
Yeah.
So that's the beautiful part of being able to just drive that screw home and set it and forget it.
It is good. There's another aspect of this millboard decking and siding board that's come out on this couple of days we've had here at IBS, and that is the sustainability of the product, because the inside of the boards are made from limestone, which is left over from the food industry.
Really?
Yeah. So when your product, when your food says enriched with calcium, there's a bit left over, and we turn it into the boards, the insides.
That is cool.
So there's a recycled, reused product there. But also, the millboard is made without using a lot of energy. Many of the other boards, the more plasticky boards, require a huge amount of energy to melt plastic a couple of times to make the board. Whereas we're pouring it cold into a mold.
Wow.
And squeezing it tight and just letting it sit there until it sets. And so for somebody who's looking for a kind of a more green product, this makes for a really nice board to put into your deck, because it's using recycled products, low energy to make it, doesn't need any chemicals or energy to maintain it. So it's a nice story.
Yeah. And also, we purchase all our energy renewable. Let me try and say that one again.
That's all good.
We use renewable energy.
Nice.
So from that point of view, there's all the benefits that Martin's told you about, plus a little bit more.
Yeah.
And we don't, when we ship the product, we don't ship air. So it's even better from that point of view as well.
That's nice, yeah. I want to talk about the siding products for going on the side of the house, all the cladding stuff you do, because I also see some new stuff here that I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the side of a building or the side of your outdoor living space or whatever, because there's some beautiful stuff here.
Okay, we've got a couple of siding products. One is a board and batten, which looks like the old kind of barn finish that you might get. Comes in some great colors. There's a beautiful Jarra color, which I think Jarra's from Australia, isn't it, originally, Greg?
Yes.
Wonder where that came from.
It's a lovely, lovely rich red color. And if you marry that with some of the thinner deck boards, which are in a white color, you get this beautiful kind of barn look like you might be familiar with seeing in the hinterland of the United States, Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, and it's a great old rustic look to it. And then I'm sitting in a room here where in front of me we've got the other kind of siding, which is shadow line. It's a flatter board, tongue and groove, where you get a small nickel gap in between each board just to put an element of shadow. And in this room we've added on a new accessory that Millboard's recently brought out, which is called Decor, and it's an aluminum strip that can insert into the tongue and groove between boards. Comes in a few different colors. We've got a black one I'm sitting looking at here with a light colored board. And somebody was in the room just recently and said, it looks like a modern take on a log cabin.
Yes.
Yeah, it really does. It's just brought it up to date.
Thinking about having a black and tan right now after this. I'm getting thirsty.
That would be quite nice. Behind me, we've got dark boards with a golden strip in between them. So it's pretty close.
Over the dock, absolutely.
Exactly. I had to fit a pint in here someplace.
Yeah, some of the new colors will be outside as well.
It is gorgeous.
Yep. I'll let Martin talk to you about the colors.
We just at this show yesterday, we introduced two new colors. So we've got sage green siding and salt blue siding. So that is perfect for the coastal environment.
Yes.
So we're thinking down in the panhandle of Florida up into the Carolinas, or indeed Sydney. Yes.
Not London.
Such a nice place. Maybe not so. And it's a pastel color. So you've got this lovely shade that just moves us away a little bit from the earth tones that Millboard's has been associated with before. And it's just a different look that I think people are going to use with some interest now.
I want to talk about this decor strip. So does it just slide into a groove in the side? Is that what that does?
It's an aluminum extrusion. And it has itself a tongue and groove, so it matches the tongue and groove of the board.
Yeah.
And we've made it in three colors and two widths and a couple of shapes.
Yeah.
So when you take that and then you take all the different colors of the boards, you can riff on the permutations. And I'm really waiting for a designer or an architect out there to go to town with this.
Oh.
Because you can...
This is driving... As my design background, I see this and I'm just going crazy going... This is so cool. Oh my gosh. Now that brushed gold is gorgeous.
We're gonna get you some samples.
Oh yeah, that is cool. Do that with the block.
Yeah. and the dark carbon colors. So if you are building maybe a privacy screen or an outdoor shower, this would be a lovely way to enhance it. You'd have a
both of those projects coming up. So we have an outdoor shower we're building and a privacy screen around the hot tub coming up. So we're going to have to talk about that because that is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. And that is something there that, again, innovative, where you guys grab it and say, but we're going to do something different.
The thing is, it's innovative, but really, really easy to use. So it's not complicated to use.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing. So if you're a contractor or you want to try it yourself, that's not my skill set in any way, shape, or form. It's easy to follow. Details are on the website, the YouTube videos, etc. So it's not complicated. You don't have to be daunted. So you can try things.
And that's what's cool is now you're using that middle of the board where everybody else has to use it to fasten the boards down with because there's no way to hide the fasteners. Now you guys get to go through and say, hey, we're going to embrace what we do well and put this beautiful piece in there and hold the deck boards down correctly.
We've got something for you next year. You would love. And that's all we're going to say for now.
There we go.
It's a secret.
That's all we're going to say now.
Nice.
But you will go, wow.
Yeah.
This is a phenomenal product.
Yeah. And that board and batten, it's so funny when people come over to my house because we just wrapped it around. It's that just beautiful light oak color. And people come over and go, what is that?
Yeah.
Because they think they're touching wood, but then they go, am I touching wood?
Yeah.
And so it's that it's that realistic when somebody can walk out there, touch it and feel it and go, what is this?
That's what I've noticed here at the show is that if you generally stand back and let people come up to the product, what I routinely see people is they reach out and they just stroke their fingers over the surface of the board and they look puzzled and they're trying to figure out what it is they're looking at.
I do that in my house. I'll have contractors over.
That's exactly what we want people to do.
Yeah, come over and touch it and they're like, okay, what's that?
Yeah, what a nice thing to have in your house. Something that you like so much you want to go and stroke it.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Yeah. And speaking of paint, you'll never have to mess with that staining, sanding, finishing nightmare again.
There's the joke of the English summer I could make again that I won't.
give it a good wash down twice a year. Done.
Yeah, and that's what's great. So I tell you what, so there's so many things you can do with these products. I mean, you guys keep taking stuff and you took what was a decking product and now you could literally do three tones on the outside of a house and give completely different looks with the similar product.
It's interesting. I say it's a building material product, not a decking product.
Yeah.
A heritage is decking, but I say it's a building material. Look at the curb edges here where we've got the cartoonists doing the drawings, the decor across the bridge. This is a building material. The curved table where you get the coffees. It's not to me, it's not a decking product anymore.
It's a
fantastic product and a great company to work for.
And it fits on a bunch of different styles. This isn't just a contemporary product. You can sit there and do some beautiful stuff. I've seen like that little pergola right there that's over the top of that coffee bar over there with the wrapped posts. That could be in a 1800s farmhouse and it would look absolutely gorgeous.
Do you follow tennis?
Yes.
So Court 1 at Wimbledon is fully done in Anvelo. Looks absolutely fantastic. The whole of the court of Wimbledon,
the whole arena around that second court, beautiful.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
Court, my apologies. It's the second court after the center court, so
so we'll just call one, just to really confuse people. Neither of us are in finance, as you can tell. have you seen the Joshua Tree project on it as well?
No, I have not.
You've got to see that.
Okay.
We'll talk to you about that next year.
Okay. Nice. That is good. You guys are available worldwide, but in the U.S., you guys are really starting to come out. It's I'm loving to see the growth out there because it seems like people have really started to get their arms around this and go, wow, this is exciting
stuff. I'm seeing that at this show. We've been talking to people from all over the country, from Maine to San Diego and the southern tip of Florida, all the way out to Hawaii, and a lot of interest. I really think this is about to take off.
So you know, we're investing. We've got some of our own team. Martin was the first Millboard employee in the US. We've got, I think, 20 or 22 ads on LinkedIn at the moment in the US for roles. We've got your application. We'll consider you. We're not sure if you're an advocate yet, so we'll work our way through it. No, I'm joking. But yeah, we've got lots of roles. It's exciting.
Yeah.
And the important thing for us is we can get you the stock anywhere in the US within 7 to 10 working days.
That's cool.
We want to build long-term relationships.
Yep.
So if we've invested, we're investing in people, we're investing in distribution. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
We've got some great people here already.
Yeah, no, it is great. And it's one of those products that people should really be paying attention to out there, because it was funny with composite decking when it came out. It was the answer for everything, but it came out that first gen, I'll just use the word Trex. It came out and it was just pop bottles and sawdust.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like everything on the first try, it's not perfect. And then they started coming out with the capped PVC stuff. Yeah. And it got better.
Yeah.
I call that second gen. And then now you guys can come out and went, all right, now we're gonna make it look beautiful and have the durability built into it.
So yeah. Tris Simmons, our global marketing director, said, Greg, it's quite simple. I'm not talking about the competition. There used to be the BlackBerry, there's now the iPhone as a comparison.
Yeah, that's a great comparison, because back then you couldn't pull that BlackBerry out of certain people's hands. They're like,
yeah,
I'm gonna die with this, this is it.
I like the click.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
and it's happening with decking. There used to be wood plastic composite, now there's millboard.
Exactly.
It's moved on a whole generation at this point.
Yeah, and I love that. There's so many things coming into this booth I learned that I didn't know about. The being able to form it, doing some stuff with what you guys are doing with that.
Well, we've got to introduce one of the guys, Russell, afterwards, but it's interesting. I was speaking to one of the marketing team. He said, Greg, you know you're doing okay in the UK when real estate agents are saying you have a Smeg oven and you have millboard decking. That's when you know you're doing okay.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
You've made it.
So we're starting to get that, which is a great source of pride for us.
Yeah. All of a sudden you're getting that Rolls Royce name out there, but without the Rolls Royce price.
They're very true.
So how do you guys come up with all the colors and this innovation? I got to ask, because you're really on that leading edge of stuff as far as the new colors coming out and the textures and that kind of stuff. Do you have a team for that, or how does that work?
We have a team, but there's some really basic things we do. So all the senior leaders of the team have to spend a day a month on the road. Everyone that does a weekly report for the team shares customer insights. So we really listen to our customers, if that makes sense. So it's not us sitting in an office going, we think that would be a great color because I like that color. And we've also got a great product team. And also when you've got a global business like we do, you get different insights as well.
Yeah. If I go into the interior space, there are companies out there that are just starting to come out with faucets in some of these colors. And you guys already have it on the wall in the building. You're already there on decking, right?
Yeah.
So that just shows how far ahead of the game you are with that.
Yeah.
That beautiful aluminum extrusion, the detail to this, the just very artistic. It's fun.
And that's the thing I'm really enjoying working here at IBS and further afield in the States, is I've come to realize that within the decking industry, there's a real core of people who are, they're competing with each other a little bit.
Oh, there's not even, they are.
They are super competing.
Yeah.
That's the British coming out of him just being very.
There we go.
British understatement.
Yeah.
And they're goading each other to come up with more and more exciting ways to build decks. And I've seen fantastic lighting installations. We've been working with a guy, Dan Pettit here from Northern Outdoor Living, mm-hmm. who's done beautiful fiber optic installations. Yeah. And in fact, we put one on the stand here where there's a river of light coming under the deck, and it's just completely innovative. I've never seen anything like it. I was talking to somebody from Arizona who said with the dry conditions down there and the climate, that people are changing the way they have their yard, and they're putting in rocks and light, and they're using different ways instead of having plants which take a lot of water to grow. So it's a real innovation going on. It's fantastic to see.
It's not a rectangle anymore.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
In the more curves and the more radiuses, the more stuff you can do, the more people you start to see it.
Mark knows more about it than me, but you know, you don't need to warm up the product to curve it, so it's really simple to use.
Well, wait a minute, really? You don't have to go out and get the heat blankets and go spend $10,000 on the tools to go out to bend
this
stuff. I was
listening to a podcast a couple of weeks ago, one day sitting at home, and there was a bunch of guys who were sitting having a long conversation about the best time of day to install the decking and to bend it, because you have to think about the temperature and whether it's going to warm up a little bit later during the day. And I was sitting in my chair gently hopping up and down thinking, no, you could just go and install it and bend the stuff because it's flexible enough to install at normal temperatures. Back at Valentine's Day, Kevin Jaquette over at the Builders in Rhode Island did a beautiful thing. He took a couple of strips of our flexible edging and he bent it into a heart shape, made a Valentine's heart. And in the caption underneath, he noted that he had pulled this out of the snow. And, we have a specification. You're supposed to bend it no tighter than 4 foot radius. Kevin did it down to 1 foot radius.
Get
and
out.
It worked.
Yeah.
And it was cold. And it was cool to see that.
That is a great illustration of how different this product is.
Yeah.
Because I know other people that work with other brands of decking, and they would have had to sit there and heat blankets, and then they had 45 seconds to get it right or start over.
Yeah. No, you don't have to do that with Millboard. You can cold bend it.
Get out. That's crazy.
Yeah, really is.
Yeah, but that's what's different, right? Because of that core, because of how it's made. You don't have to sit there and heat up all the plastics to make it work.
And we've deliberately worked to make it that because we know it's important for craftsmen to be able to come up with that absolutely crisp, perfect curves and edges. And we've found a way to do it. So the product is there to allow them to express themselves in the best way.
That is beautiful, guys. That is absolutely beautiful. So what other applications are you seeing out there, people using this stuff? Decks, of course, easy, but we're starting to see so many things. Yeah.
So there was a fascinating one just a moment ago. This was literally half an hour ago.
Let me go in first with one.
Go on, Greg.
Indoor showers.
Really?
Using the Invelo for showers.
Thought of that.
You got to redecorate now. So indoor showers, barbecue areas. I've got a massive coffee table being made at my house for it.
Okay.
I'll call it a coffee table, but you know, using the decks and having a massive coffee table made, absolutely fantastic. You can see on the our new website some of the mosaic styles that we're using as well. But I'll hand this to Martin. He has the best one to share with you. Just don't say the location.
Half an hour ago, we were talking to a guy who came on the stand who said he has a unique project and he wondered if our product would work for it. And he was asking, could you wrap an aircraft hangar with Millboard? And the answer was,
Of course.
It's just a big barn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah. But people are thinking of it not just for standard product.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking about it because I'm going to be building a dog wash shower outside off my back deck because
why take
the dogs inside dirty, right? I want to be able to take them over there. They've been playing outside. Wash the big dogs off real quick.
It's a waterproof board. It would work.
It would work.
Yep.
That's what I mean. So we've got two dogs. They're lab mixes, double doodle type of labradoodle stuff.
I've
got
a miniature labradoodle.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice.
For my son, yeah.
These look like labs. They're like just like with a perm, but they're very labs. Love those dogs.
Yeah.
But those are our two puppies that we've got. But it would be so much nicer to do that instead of having to come in outside in the Pacific Northwest. There's always mud in the six months out of the year with the rain.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, we've got to be able to build this. So tired of sitting there for 20 minutes with wet towels trying to get them cleaned up so we don't get the rest of the house dirty. So it's like, all right, we're going to build this.
We need a photo, please.
All right.
Put it on the website.
We'll do it. We'll do it. But that's the cool part about this is that you don't have to worry about it with this kind of self-healing texture. You don't have to worry about a dog going across it and hurting things and putting big scratches in it like that. It's such so much more forgivable than other finishes.
But also with children, no splinters, so bare feet, fine.
And it's a really durable surface. I was amazed when I joined Millboard. I went over to the head office and leading in from the front door of the office is a Millboard floor. And it gets incredible foot traffic with the number of people coming in and out of those offices. And the floor looks fantastic. But I asked somebody, how long has it been installed down here on the floor? And they said, 10 years.
Wow.
It looks absolutely like it was brand new. It's incredible. Yeah.
But see, that's
right. 50 people in there every day for 10 years.
Yeah.
That is good. And it's had all the abuse of an office environment.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. And I think there's so many things you can do with this product, right? I think it's so fun with what you're starting to see with these big movable glass walls where you could literally put it as you're going outside and make it look like when you open the doors up, for instance, you could bring the siding inside, bring it out. It still looks like finished wood inside, but now it's dragging your eye outside architecturally.
That's right.
So, you go, Mal.
And I've seen that in the house that got built in Joshua Tree where effectively you're moving straight from an inside room to an outside room, and they're the same space.
Yeah.
And absolutely stunning views. And you can imagine living there with the sun going down over, over the desert there. It would be just a beautiful place to enjoy your boards and your drink out on the deck at night and the sun going down.
So we've done a court at Wimbledon. We're about to do an aircraft hangar. What's our next challenge? You got to give us a challenge.
No.
We've done the dog wash.
So yeah, you give us something. It seems like we're doing that.
Give us a challenge.
Okay, I've got some ideas. I don't want to put it out there for everybody else to hear right now. But
give us a challenge and we'll see what we can do.
That way we can have it between ourselves and then we can share it later, because I don't want everybody else to hear about this challenge first, because I don't want anybody else to go, hey, that was our idea. We got to keep this stuff within the circle here, right?
Is challenge accepted.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. So what's next for you guys? And this stuff you came out here, it's got to be tough coming out with new products, because this here is spectacular. So but I'm looking.
What's next?
We can't talk about the stuff can't talk
so
about.
So what I'm going to say, what's next is a little bit of sleep, because we have Pete manically busy, and this guy is very humble, but I'm going to say this. Do you like how this has been built?
Yeah.
Did you ask Marcel what he's been doing on Thursday and Friday this week? And he's the marketing director. What are you doing Thursday and Friday this week, Marcel?
This week, I'm taking it all down again.
Earlier in the week.
Earlier in the week, I put it all up.
He built it.
Yeah, this room that we're sitting in, I assembled it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice work.
That is fantastic. So what we're going to do is we're going to
rest.
Yep. No, we're not. We're going to follow up with the customers, because we have a lot of leads to follow up.
Oh my gosh, thousands.
So that's what we're doing. And then we will rest.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever looked forward to a 12-hour flight as much as I'm going to have. And as an Australian, I've done some long flights. This 12-hour flight is going to be my best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about how people find you guys out there. We got 5 or 6 minutes left here, but I want to talk about how people can track this stuff down, because we've talked about all the wonderful things you can do about it, but how do people find it?
Yeah, so it's simple. We have a new website.
Yep.
We will work through contractors, two-steppers. So the simple solution to this is we hold a lot of stock in the US.
Yeah.
We've got it in multiple locations. We can get it to anyone within 5 to 7 working days.
Nice. That is
so
awesome.
So it's nice and simple, easy to do business with, humble people that just want to help.
Yeah, you guys have always been great working with, because I'll get a hold of John on whatever I need to do, and there's always plenty of answers back.
You won't get a computer system that says your call is very important to us. We'll come back to you in 45 minutes. Sorry, you've dialed at 5:01. Our office hours close at 5:00. You won't get any of that.
Yeah.
We're just trying to be really easy people to do business with.
No
question.
And
it comes back to the values of the founders of the business.
Very much.
Our values are all about empowerment, performance, integrity, and care. Yeah. And the care is about our customers as well, or potentially our future customers.
Yeah.
And as a first step, if you want to delve into the product a bit more, you can go to millboard.com. Yep. It's actually a brand new website. We launched a new one a couple of weeks ago. It's
nice.
Beautiful. On that website, millboard.com, you can order samples. We'll happily send you three free samples.
There we go.
You can pick your colors, have a good browse through and see what catches your attention. We'll send them out to you and see what you're inspired to use it.
And then you'll get a call and we'll help you from there.
Yeah, and I tell you what, this material is so easy to work with. And that's what's so forgiving about it, is that I like its flexibility when you're installing it, because it's easy to work with. It's not too flexible, but it's just the right amount of flexibility to work with it on the job site.
If I can install it in this room like here, it must be fairly easy to work with.
The marketing guy could do it, right?
We'll give you some training, Greg, though.
That is great. Millboard.com.
That's
and then you guys are in distributors all across the US right now.
Yes, we do. Yeah. And we're appointing more.
All right.
Lots of people wanting the product over the last couple of days.
Nice.
And we have tomorrow as well.
There we go. I know we're only halfway through this game, right? It's halftime. That's a little past halftime.
We got some dinner tonight with some people as well that want to talk to us further. My first meeting tomorrow morning is at 6:30 on the stand.
Oh, man.
To be clear.
Yep.
Mark, I'll let you off that one if that's okay.
Thank you very much.
You've got the 5:30 a.m. one.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
Joking.
Yeah, we came by here earlier this morning when it was, and you guys had a whole group of people in here this morning.
You start early because you care, and you get to have really good conversations and learn stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, I tell you what, I love what you guys are doing. There's so much that can be done around the home with this product. Just like we said, from decking to cladding is, I think, the thing that people really need to take a look at here too. So if you're out there doing a project where you're building maybe an outdoor kitchen, or you're going to side the front of your house, take a look at this stuff, because if you want to make a statement in the neighborhood and have people slow roll your house and go, What is that?
Stroke the walls. Yeah, you can't do that with paint.
No.
You can, but it's not quite the same.
And by the way, if you don't ever want to have to paint your house again, here's another good one, too.
That's another point.
Yes.
Yes, so stroke the walls.
Yep, absolutely. Guys, thanks for coming on today. Is there anything we didn't talk about today?
The stuff for next year we didn't talk about today for obvious reasons.
Absolutely. We'll talk about that next year.
We'll discuss it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys. Eric, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we might see you later at some undisclosed location that we can't talk about.
Yes, this is true.
It's a secret.
In Vegas, that really narrows it down. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for coming and seeing us today.
All right. Thanks, guys. And guys, check out millboard.com. Check this thing out. This stuff is as cool as what we're talking about. You've been listening to Around the House.
Somewhere unseen and undiscovered, anywhere beyond the mean, life is a love song, let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you. We're all over the radio.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's millboard.com.